Sunday, 16th of May, Gimel Sivan, Rabbi Jerry Grunfeld, Shavuos.
Morning. The Parsha in Emma, which deals with the subject of Shavuos, obviously we're coming into Shavuos, is a very enigmatic Parsha. I just want to read it out to you. We all know, we read the Pesukim over and over again, but I'm not sure we're always aware of the omissions. So let me just read to you the Parsha. After dealing with Pesach and the Korban Omer, Usfatem lechem mochas ha-shabbos miyom avirchem esoim ha-tnufo sheva shabosos tmi masiyena. Okay, we know I'm mochas ha-shabbos, we all know there's Pesukim. Then it carries on with the bringing of the shtei ha-lechem ve'enif ha-koin osim ha-lechem ha-bikurim. And then in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Ukrosem be'etzem ha'yom ezeh mikro kodesh yelechem kol melech savoyde leisasu chukas oylem b'chum ma'yishvei seichem u'dayroi seichem. This is the altar of Shavuos. The Pasuk, again, Ukrosem be'etzem ha'yom ezeh mikro kodesh yelechem. This Pasuk is brought after the Omer. And if you compare it, it's the altar of Shavuos. To the other Yom Tovim, there are a number of omissions. Number one, the Yom Tov Shavuos is not preceded with the words Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. Every Yom Tov is preceded with Vayadaber Hashem. Look, let's carry on. Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar, Dabar Yisrael Lemar, B'chodesh HaShvi, B'ech L'chodesh, that's Rosh Hashanah. Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar, Ach B'Osel L'chodesh, that's Yom Kippur. Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar, Dabar Bnei Yisrael Lemar, B'chamish Osel Yom L'chodesh HaShvi, that's Sukkot. And Pesach is also dated, right? It's dated and it's preceded by Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. There's no Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar by Shavuos. Number one. Number two, the famous question, it's not dated. All the others are dated. Shavuos is not dated. Doesn't give you the date. All you're told is that 50 days after Pesach is Mikra Kodesh. It's not dated. Number three, of course the famous question is that it's not... The description of the Yom Tov is not there. It's not called Yom Matan Torah. How do we know anything about this? It's a celebration of Matan Torah. The only reason we know it is from our davening. If you want to see the essence of a Yom Tov, you'll always look at the Matbea Shetovul Chachomim. You look at the Matbea of the Tfilis. So we say it's Man Matan Torah Seinu in our Tfilis. But there's no mention of Zman Matan Torah Seinu in the Torah. Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos is, of course, Kabbalah HaTorah. So we know, of course, the whole essence of the Yom Tov Shavuos is Kabbalah HaTorah, but you don't find it written in the Torah at all. So there's no date, there is no Vayadaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, and there's no mention of Kabbalah HaTorah. Finally, when your children come home, which they always do, I've forgotten already for my own children. I've come to this point where I don't have them home anymore. I can't remember. How many names did our children come home with their piece of paper from school and from kindergarten? How many names are there for Shavuos? How many did they come with? Chag HaKotzer, Yom HaBikurim, Atzeres, and Matan Torah. Shavuos. Atzeres. Bikurim, Chag HaKotzer. Okay? Now, that's what they come home with. Very good. Except, there's a problem here. All three of them we understand very well. In fact, because the Torah calls them. Chag HaKotzer is very good. Why is it called Chag HaKotzer? That's actually in Shemois. Chag HaKotzer is in Shemois. It's called Chag HaKotzer because it is the time when the grain harvest finishes. The barley was already harvested in Pesach. And then we have that Minchas HaOmer, and then came the wheat harvest, and the wheat harvest was harvested at Shavuos time. So that's Chag HaKotzer. Yom HaBikurim also fits in very well for two reasons. Yom HaBikurim, firstly, it's a first. Bikurim is always a first. It's of course the Chodosh, the Shtei HaLechem is Mater Chodosh to the Mizbeach. That means the Beis HaMikdash is now allowed to receive korbanos mincha of all the new crops. So the first crop which was brought on to the Mizbeach from wheat was Shtei HaLechem, And that allowed all new crops to be brought on the Mizbeah. So it's a first of the new crop. So it's Chagat Bikurim is very good. That's number one. Number two, it's also called Chagat Bikurim for because of the Bikurim itself. The mitzvah of Bikurim, of bringing your first fruit, is only accepted after Shavuos. Koinim were makabel, that's halacha, were makabel Bikurim after Shavuos. Before Shavuos you couldn't be makabel. So it's the first time Bikurim is accepted. It's the oinasa Bikurim. From Shavuos onward you can bring Bikurim. So it's the first time you can bring Bikurim. So it's very good why it's called Chag HaBikurim. Chag HaShavuos, and by the way, that's I think in Bamidbar it's called Chag HaBikurim. Then, it's called Chag HaShavuos, that's in Shemois and in Devarim. Because of course it's Shiva Shavuos, that we understand. Now everyone says Atzeres. Everyone says Atzeres. Huh? Yeah. From the Gemara. How many Gemaras do you know about that? Well, one is Atzeres Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. That's number one. Omer Rabbi Loz, Omer Rabbi Shua. That's what it's talking about Shavuos. Omer Rabbi Loz, Omer Rabbi Aishia Minayin Atzeres Sheish Lo Tashlumim called Shiva. That's talking about the Chagiga. Again, it's called Atzeres. And you can bring the Chagiga for 7 days afterwards. So that's again called Atzeres. Of course, there's a famous one, the Machlokes between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eleza, whether it's Yontzev is Kulal Hashem, or Kulal Lachem, or Chatzel Hashem, or Chatzel Lachem. And then the Gemara says, Batzeres HaKoel Moidim V'inan Nami Lachem. So then, of course, Atzeres is coined by Chazal. But it's not a Torah Tikkur expression. The Torah's expression is Shmini Atzeres. So we need to know where does it come from? Where does the name Atzeres come? Now it's very difficult. You're nodding your heads because you know all this. Mm-hmm. So my problem is, of course, that I never know over the last 7 weeks what's been discussed. We will have to do it all in our own way. Okay? So Atzeres is a Rabbon and Dicky answer. So we've got really four questions to answer. Yes? Got four questions to answer. Number one, no dating. Number two, Vaidaber Shem Moshe Lehem is not there. Number three, what was number three? No Mamat Atzeresenu. And number four, the name of Atzeres. So, I'd like to source everything properly. Source everything properly. The first point, to answer all the questions, we begin with the last question. What's Atzeres? For you have to come to Ramban. The Ramban, I want to quote it for you. It's a well-known Ramban. The Ramban says the following. There's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban as to what Atzeres means. So you have to go to Shmini Atzeres. So by Shmini Atzeres, it says Atzeres Hilochem. And then, of course, there's a famous Rashi, Chagasukos. Atzeres, what does Atzeres mean? So Rashi says, I'm holding you back. Rashi gives the famous marshals, the king invites his children for a number of days, and they're about to depart, and he wants them to stay one day longer. Stay with me one day longer, famous kosher lai predaskem. Your departure is very difficult for me, so please stay one more day. So Rashi learns that the word Otsarti, or Atzeres, comes from holding back. The Ramban translates it a little differently. The Ramban translates it as binding together, as holding in. Shom Netzar. Everything comes, it's like a culmination of everything that came beforehand. Bringing together, a binding together of everything which comes beforehand is now culminated in that which is taking place now. Therefore, Shmini Atzeres, for example, Shmini Atzeres is the last day. The Ramban goes into Kabbalistic reasons, I don't want to go into that now. But we always say Shmini Atzeres is a day which culminates the whole of El, the whole of Rosh Hashanah, the whole of Yom Kippur. Everything is now bound together. Everything which came beforehand is brought together in this one day. It's the climax of everything became beforehand. It's a binding in of everything which came beforehand. That's how the Ramban learns Pshat. And now listen to what he says. V'tzivo b'chag ha-matzos shivas yomim b'kdusha lifnei mo'achareim. So there's the Yom Tov of Pesach. Umono mimenu tishovar boim yoim, and from Pesach, Hashem told us to count 49 days, Shiva Shavuos. The Kiddush Yom Shmini calls Shavuos Yom Shmini, Kishmini Shel Chag. It's like the eighth day of Chag. Chag is Sukkot. Vehu Yom Matan Torah, Sheherem Boyas Isho Hagdoyle Odvorov Shomoy Mitoicha Eish. In other words, the culmination of everything takes place. It's the Shmini Yoim Matan Torah. The 50th day is the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach. It's the binding together. Everything which came beforehand is now bound up and culminates in the climax of Shavuos. V'lokach, here it is, Yikru'u R'chazal B'chol Mokom Chag HaShavuos Atzeres. Ki hu keyom shmini shel chag shekora kosev kein. It's like the last day of Sukkot, where the Torah coined the word Atzeres, which is a binding together of everything which came beforehand. V'lakach yizal b'chol mokom HaShavuos ki hu b'yom shmini shel chag shekora kosev kein. V'hayomim hasfurim bentayim, and the days which are counted between Pesach and Sukkot, kecholei shel moed bein harishon v'hashmini. So the 49 days of counting are like cholei moed. In other words, what's happening here is that we have a long cholei moed Pesach. Pesach begins in Nisan, and we have 49 days of cholei moed. And the last day of Pesach, as it were, is Matan Torah. It's the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. And with that, of course, comes along the Rabbeinu Bechai and answers the datum. It's the Rabbeinu Bechai. So the Rabbeinu Bechai, obviously he's quoting the Ramban, he asks the question beforeish. Why on Pesach is it dated? Why don't we have Bachodesh Hashlishi B'Shishi Boi Chag HaShavuos? That's the Rabbeinu Bechai's kasha. And for the Rabbeinu Bechai, Bo Olam Mekiu Chag Nikar Acha Mitzvah Sa'oima Omen Tesiyoim Hasfurim Ben Rishon Pesach HaShavuos Hinei Kechoy Lamayayid Ben Rishon Shosukos Hishmini Atzeres. So it's actually Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai answers that the lack of dating, is because it's not a date which we want to separate. It's the combination of Pesach. And if it's joined on, it never doesn't have a separate date. Even though it's on the 6th of Sivan, the Torah doesn't date it as a separate Yontif. And of course that would be the reason why there's no Vaidav Hashem and Moshe Leimai. Vaidav Hashem and Moshe Leimai would constitute a new Yontif, and this Yontif is actually a combination, it's a coming together of all the Yontif of Pesach together. And in fact there's no spacing either. There's no spacing between a Sfira Sa'oma and Shavuos. All the others are new parsha, a new spacing. Pesach, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all are different parshas with a space between them. Usfasna Hamarsa Shabbos and Shavuos That's in actual fact no space at all. In fact, I saw in the Aaron, I think it's very good. I think it's his own pshat. I like it very much. It's very fascinating. The Chag HaKotzer, yeah, and the Chag HaShavuos and the Chag HaBikurim are all in different places, but the most important, the central parsha of the Moedas is in Emor. And none of these names are coined in the central parsha. Only different parshas, which are incidental, when the Torah mentions again that Moedim, that's when we have these three separate names. But in this parsha, which is the central parsha of Hashem, there's not a word about any of those three. What does it say? Ukurosem be'etzem ayoyim azeh. Says the Shara Aaron, Ukurosem is referring to Chazal. I leave to you to find out what the right name is, yeah, because there's something hidden, and I especially haven't put it in, because I don't want it to be a separate yontif. I want it to be a yontif which is connected to the previous, so there's no vaydabar shem, there's no vaydabar, but I want you to understand what it's all about, the krosem, find the word, and you'll find it somewhere else in Atzeres, by Shemini Atzeres. There you'll find it. Mikol Kodesh, you give it a name. It's very beautiful. It's a Shari Ari. Which of course leaves us with the question, of course, why is it connected? Now obviously, look, I'm not telling you any chidushim here. We all know it. We all know what the rage is in Pesach. For sure, it's about, what I like to do is to source things. So all the raid has to be sourced. Yeah? So I want to go through a chinuch with you. There's such lovely nuggets in the chinuch. Which have you done the chinuch? No, in the last 7 weeks?
Safe.
Am I safe?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
The Ramban have you done already?
No.
The Rabbeinu Bachai haven't been done either?
No.
Oh, sure. Because when you get me in the end, because this shiur could have been said at the beginning of the Sirius Omer. So I never knew it was good. I want to go, let me go through a chinuch with you. It's such a beautiful chinuch, and there's so many nuggets there. So we need to connect, because what is the connection? Yeah? Sorry? What is the connection of Kodesh and Pesach and Sukkot? So obviously they're connected. So much so that you can't have eaten in a separate yontif. So, he says the following. I'll run through it quickly. Mishor shah mitzvah sadah b'shat. Lefi shechol ikun shay yisrael eina la ha-tayra. Umin ha-tayra nivu shemayim v'oris b'yisrael. Because of Torah, Klal Yisrael, the world and Klal Yisrael were created. Umay shekosev v'loy b'risi yom v'layla. He said the whole world was created for Torah and for Klal Yisrael to keep the Torah. Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't an end for itself, it was a means to an end. And the means to an end was called Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them a sign, Tavdu Esol Lekim Ala HaAzeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time of the snare, he was brought into the mountain and said, I gave him a sign, and the sign will be for you, because it's not an end to itself. Why are you going out to Mitzrayim, says the Chinuch? You're only going out to Mitzrayim. The whole Geula is not an end to itself. It's a means to an end. Here, there's where you'll serve. He showed right from the beginning, that's what's going to happen. The purpose of the Geula is for you to serve at this mountain. Umay Bnei Kain's up there. Ki he called Ikrin Shal Yisrael, Uva Voida. That's the whole purpose. Which is, of course, Matan Torah. Nistavinu limnois bimrochas yomtov shel Pesach ad yom nesinas haTorah. We're told to count. Leharis benafsheinu hacheves hagodol hayom hanichbot hanichsef lelibeinu. Ke'eved yishuv tzeil. A servant's working in the sun, and he's panting to get into the shade. So when we count, we're panting, we can't wait to come to Shavuos. We can't wait for the moment, for the purpose, the ultimate purpose of going out of Mitzrayim. Meaning counting something is an anticipation. That's why we count. When you count something, you can't wait. Now, of course, he asked the famous question. Yeah? That's why we count. And that's why we say, so and so days have passed. That's the famous Picasso question. If you're looking forward to some, you say, how many days are there to go? Yeah. That's, everyone asks this question. Hundreds of answers. The Chinuch gives a psychological answer. The Chinuch says, So he said, 49 days is too long. Psychologically, if I'm on the list, 49 days to go, 48, 47, it's too far. Too many weeks to go. It spoils it. And I don't want to count so long. I have to wait too long. So we start the other end. 1 day's passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed. Yes? And therefore, we count backwards. Ah, freak there, kasha. Comes an obvious kasha freak there. Huh? What's the kasha? So when we get halfway through, let's switch. As I freak there, it's a beautiful chinuch. Ve'ein leimer. Oh. So get a fish and the shanas matbeah achesh b'emtzah. You don't change the matbeah. Once there's a matbeah shetov chachomim, you don't switch in the middle. So we carry on. As I look there, we start backwards, not forwards, because it's too long. But we don't change in the middle. V'im teishal lo mayanon maschil. And why did you catch this? Listen to this. Mimochas haShabbos leim yom mishum. Fake down well to the kasha. So if the whole purpose is a means to an end, if it's a whole means to an end, and so why do we count from the first day of Pesach? Why do we count from the second day of Pesach? Pesach is only meets to an end. What do you wait for a day for? The moment we start Pesach, let's start counting. We can't wait. All right, albeit backwards, but let's start counting. So the Chinuch, he answers, you know why? Because we have to spend time on the wonders of Pesach. Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, had within it, yeah? There are too many lessons to learn from Pesach itself. In the Gulas Mitzrayim, we saw Hashkochas Hashem, we saw the Metzias Hashem, Hashkochas Protis, Tzchav Oynish, all the important yesodas we saw in that one fell swoop, we can't miss it out. For the second day. Listen to the kasha. From the kasha, you see what's going on. That the kasha is such that really Pesach is unimportant, as it were, in comparison to Shavuot, because the old tachlis was Matan Torah, and Pesach is a means to an end. So we should be counting. That's his kasha. We should already start counting the moment we start Pesach. The Teretz is such an important lesson that we're not yet ready to count. But in Be'etzim, in principle, the whole Pesach is subsidiary to Shavuos. Right there. Okay. Right there, Azai. Right there, Azai. Then why do we say Hayom Yom Rishon La'Oyim? What's the Oyim got to do with it? Everyone asks the same question. What's the Oyim? You should say Hayom Yom Rishon Shoshen Shal Pesach. That's what you should say. Hayom Yom Rishon Shoshen La Pesach. So you get too mixed up. Yeah? So why did Chazal choose the Oyim? What's the Oyim? The Oyim is just a korban. There, because the Oymer is, of course, brings us to the Oymer is, of course, the idea to acknowledge that our produce comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The idea is to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So it brings us there. They had to choose something which won't get us mixed up. Therefore, they chose Hayom. We count from the Oymer, and the Oymer is one of the lessons to teach us to acknowledge that there's a source for our produce. It says beautifully. Look at it. Shukoban nichbat shaboy zeichashon and ma'mini kashem baruch ubashkosa b'nei adam roitzelach yosem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us the food, the new produce of the year, in order to nourish us. We're acknowledging there's a purpose. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is nourishing us for the purpose which we were created for, and that was for Kabbalah Satoira. So therefore, in order, we can't say Ayom Yom Rishon Shasheni LaOmer Shall Shape Ayom Yom Rishon Misheni Shal Pesach. That's already too much. So we choose the Omer, which is a gratitude for the nourishment which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us with a new produce. And why is he giving us this nourishment? In order that we should be Mekabel Torah. It all reminds us of what we're doing. By the way, this reminds me of a beautiful Sava Kabbalah I once saw years and years ago. I like it very much. But Sava Kabbalah says that he asks the same kasha. He asks, why, what's the Korban HaOmer? In fact, what is the name Omer? Korban HaOmer. Omer Asir Sa'efahu. It's a measurement. You find that all Korbanos Mincha are called by the kli which they are offered in. For example, you get a Minchas Marcheshes. You get a Minchas Machavas. You get a Minchas Mafetanu. So in the kli in which it is offered up, that's the name which is coined for it. Here we have Minchas Oymer. An Oymer is a measurement. It's a beautiful vort. He says that Oymer, actually, what does Oymer mean? It's another translation of the word Oymer. Besides a measurement of Asir Sa'ofer, Oymer also means shivud. And he brings rise from psukim. I'll give you two psukim. Yimsa ish goin of nefesh me'echov. Vis'amaboy. Loi me'echov mibnei Yisrael. Vis'amaboy u'mochroi. If somebody kidnaps somebody, he's chayav misa. Vis'amaboy u'mochroi. What's vis'amaboy means? Says he enslaves him and then sells him. That's what the Mitzamaboy. So you see the word Sama means to say. It brings another raya. Yeah? Also classic. We go through. By a fast tire. Say, Loi tis'ame bo tachas Hashem Nisa. Don't get slaver. So Ayum is a lashon of slavery. So it says that the reason why it's called Korban or Omer is again to tell us. So what have you been brought out of it and trying for? It's not a means to an end. It's not an end to itself. It's a means that you should become Avdei Hashem. If you become Avdei Hashem, yeah? So it's a Korban start, and then you start with Sfiras HaOmer, leads up to Shavuos. Sfiras HaOmer, we count from the Omer. Every day is a new day of Shibud. We Meshabud ourselves, heading towards Kabbalah Satorah. It's a whole process which begins with Pesach and moves in Aliyah, in strength, in spiritual strength, to prepare towards Shavuos. It's Sfiras HaOmer. So if already we have to count backwards, I'm putting the two together now. If already we have to count backwards, because we can't count forwards, it's too long. So the backwards is Hayom Yom Rishon LaOmer. It's a commemoration to us. Hayom Rishon, it's a reminder to us that every day is a day of growth. It's a Sfiras HaOmer. It's a counting for us. This day has passed. I've been mashaved myself another day towards Kabbalah Satoris, the purpose of which the Yetzias Mitzrayim was. That's Sfiras HaOmer. I think that's a beautiful Ksav HaKabbalah. Yeah? But of course, it still has all this answer as well. It hasn't answered. Why it's not mentioned in the Torah? Why Zman Matan Torah Sari is not mentioned in the Torah? And here we have to. Here we come to another source of Baal HaKedah. So what are we showing them? Baal HaKedah gives two beautiful answers. Why Zman Matan Torah? We've got the connection. You know, why no by Dabba, no right? But so he says the following. He said, gives two reasons. The first reason is, says, the Torah. If the Torah would have given us Zman Matan Torah Sein, it would have told you the purpose of this mitzvah, because Yom Tov is one of the Tariyag mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. The Torah would tell you the mitzvah is to be Makabel the Torah. That can't be a mitzvah. So the mitzvah, yes, is a command once you know why you're commanded. In other words, the prerequisite for a mitzvah is to be Makabel the Torah. The Torah is the source from which everything springs. If you're not Makabel Torah, then you're not going to have any mitzvahs at all. You know what he compares it to? He compares it to the famous Bahag. There's a machlokes between the Bahag and the Rambam. Is Onei Hashem Elokecha one of the Tariyag mitzvahs or not? Onei Hashem Elokecha is a declaration. I am the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt. Is that one of the Tariyag mitzvahs? The Rambam says it is. The Bahag says it isn't. It's a prerequisite, a mitzvah. You can't have a mitzvah without a mitzvah. A mitzvah can't, if you haven't got a somebody who's commanding you, can't have a mitzvah. You first I'm the Lord your God, took you out of it. That's a fact. It's a declaration, like a Shema Yisrael. It's a declaration of fact. How could we know that? Whether it's faith, or whether we've experienced it, or when you look at the Bria and you see there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, whatever way, however you discover the Rabbeinu Shalom, but that's a fact. The fact is a declaration, I'm the Lord your God. Once you know there's a mitzvah, now there can be mitzvahs. But I'm the Lord your God, you took you out of it. It can't be a mitzvah unless you've got a mitzvah. So it's the same thing. You can't have a mitzvah to celebrate, because Shavuos is one of the Tariyag mitzvahs. You can't have a mitzvah to celebrate. You haven't yet been Makabel the Torah. It springs out of the Kabbalah HaTorah that you have to celebrate the mitzvah. So therefore, it's a prerequisite. Kabbalah HaTorah is a prerequisite. Yeah? Before you get the mitzvah. So it's obvious. You have to be Makabel the Torah. It doesn't need a mitzvah, or you can't have a mitzvah without a Kabbalah. So therefore, the Torah doesn't stress Man Matan Torah saying it, that you've got to be Makabel the Torah. That's what Shavuos is all about, and it's the culmination of the whole of Pesach. That's what we were heading for, and it's quite obvious, because without that, there's no mitzvah to perform at all. That's one Torah he gives. The second Torah he gives is also a very beautiful one. He says, you can't confine Kabbalah Satorah to time and place. I once said that if we knew where Har Sinai was, they're still trying to do it at all. You know, if we knew where Har Sinai was, Lahavdil, it would be a Mecca. It would be a place of pilgrimage. You get millions of people going to see Har Sinai, that great mountain where the Torah was given. Yeah? You can't confine it to place. If you confine it to time, then you know what will happen. You know what Shavuos is? Man, it's a day when the Torah was given 1,000, 3,000 years ago. You know what it'll become? It'll become a historical time which we celebrate. We'd like, it's like a trip down memory lane. Yes? It's like a trip down memory lane. It's more nostalgic than relevant. If you confine it to some distant time and some distant place, then Torah won't be alive. And Moshe Rabbeinu said this in the end of the 40 days. What's Hayom Hazeh? They won't give the Torah Yom Hazeh. Ma Yom Hazeh? Yichel Achshon Leitziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael? V'alei Oysa Shona Shona Arvoy Shna Sarvoy Yom Hoya? Ela Ma Talmud Loi Ma Yom Hazeh? Ela Kach Omar Moshe Yisrael? V'chol Yom Tzir HaTorah Chaviv Aleichem Ki Ilo Hayom Ki Baruch Hu Yisrael. Torah has to be fresh. Mitzvah b'chol yom b'chol eis b'chol shod echsiv layomash sefer Torah azem picha b'gisa b'yom v'layla. Torah has to be fresh. Torah can't be confined to a place and to a time. Therefore, the Torah didn't tell you what Shavuos was all about, because it would be confined to a historic occasion. That's not what Torah is. You can't have a time and place for Kabbalah Torah. Therefore, that's why it's not mentioned in the Torah. But it's all hidden. It's in the lack of Vayda Hashem. It's in the lack of a date. It's all there. The Pesach. It's all there. If it shouts out from the text, even though it's not Mefurish, what Kabbalah Torah is. I have a beautiful. I have to stop now.
Yeah.
I've got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to tell you a beautiful Rabbi Shapira end up. Just something deep. Just beautiful. He says, Mitzrayim. What he says in Mitzrayim a couple of times. Mitzrayim comes from the word Mitzorim. Mitzorim is straits. You know the straits of Gibraltar. It's a very narrow place. So you have to squeeze through, but you can block it out. That's how they commanded the territory there. Mitzrayim is straits. He says, Pare was Mitzrayim. Squeezed in. He says, there's two parts of the body. The intellectual faculty and the physical. If you don't send the right messages from here to there, then the physical, the body becomes carnal. The body becomes physical because there's nothing dictating and controlling the body. The mind has to control the body. The intellect has to control the body. They're two separate entities. The mind, the intellect, and the body. And the mind has to send messages to the body. How to send the messages? Via the neck. Yeah, he says there's a back part of the neck and there's a front part of the neck. It's fantastic. The front part of the neck is where you speak. Speech is, of course, comes from the mind. Speech is where it starts in the mind, and then you speak out. So the contact between mind and body is through the neck. Then there's the back of the neck. It's very narrow. The neck is very, very narrow. It's very narrow. So there's the back of the neck and there's the front of the neck. If you squeeze at the back of the neck and you don't allow the messages to come through, then you know what you become? You become an ankshei oyref. An ankshei oyref. When Kali Yisrael aren't keeping Torah, then the messages aren't coming through from the minds of the body. So you're an ankshei oyref. Yeah? It says, paroi, the word paroi is ho'oyref. Ho'oyref. Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Paro was calm. The whole physical, they would not allow spirituality to come through. They squeezed at the straits from Gibraltar was in the neck. And the oyref squeezed out the dibor, and you've had it. And therefore, that was Mitzrayim. They had to come out of Mitzrayim. What do you get? Pesach. Pesach is Pesach. The mouth begins to speak, and therefore there's Mitzvah Sagoda. The Mitzvah Sagoda on Pesach is it's the beginning of the redemption. It's the beginning of getting out of the squeezing of the straits of the Amk Sheorev. And now we know. So now what happens is, that's what Pesach is. Pesach is the beginning. It's just the beginning. And the way we've spoken the whole time, now we're Sfir Soim, and it's Shibud. We build and we build and we build up until we come to the end. It's the culmination. That's the culmination of everything. So I said to myself when I was preparing, and I'm finished now, I said to myself, somehow around, I don't know, Shavuos gets lost. Pesach, we make such a big thing out of the preparation, the Seder, everything. Pesach is a Gevaltig, and Shavuos gets lost with a piece of cheesecake at 1.5 hours. From 1 o'clock till 3. You know, we get there for one Friday night on Erev Yom, so we get there for one, and by 3:30 we're davening Shacharis, and that's the whole of Shavuos. It's topsy-turvy, the whole preparation of Pesach, and Shavuos goes by without, and the way we've been learning, the whole tachlis, we should have been counting from the first day, not the second day, so we count the sphere from the first day of Pesach, if not for Emun and Betochem. So the whole tachlis is the end of Shavuos itself. So, you know, we've only got 1 day left, or 2 days left. I'm not about Muslim, please come Mashgiach, but just have a little bit of time to prepare for the culmination, for the Atzeres, for the binding together of the last 7 weeks. Shabbat Gevaldig Yom Tov.